This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A perennial holiday story has new edge in post-Weinstein scandal America. How to keep the office holiday party from getting disgusting. Ashley Milne-Tight reports.
Do you want me to take a picture of the three of you?
New York is a party town. Keisha Graham works for a small business in the city, a spa company. Her holiday party is coming up, and she says it can be a raucous affair. We spoke in front of the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center.
There is a lot of alcohol, and people do loosen up a bit.
She says she usually leaves the party early, and she's never heard of anything going wrong. About 20 blocks downtown, Oren Knopp says he recently asked his HR consultant to advise his company's party planning committee. He's CEO of an audiovisual firm called Presentation Products. The staff is 85% male. And he knows from past experience of holiday bashes.
People drink more than they normally would. And if something is going across the line, that's a very, you know, typical place where it could be. So we are nervous.
One way to cut down on possible fallout? Don't serve alcohol. Andrew Challenger is with outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas. Its annual survey found the number of companies planning to offer booze has dropped from 60% last year.
Less than half of companies are planning to serve alcohol at their holiday parties this year.
Others are rationing cocktails by issuing drink tickets. New York HR consultant Corinne Jones says two of her clients have cancelled their parties. They're giving each employee a share of the money that would have paid for the event. Another client is bringing in a minder to keep an eye on the festivities.
They're hiring one monitor to kind of walk around, make sure that they're checking out areas that aren't frequently trafficked, just to make sure that if anything's going on, they can intervene.
Oren Knopp wishes he'd thought of that. He wants his employees to enjoy their party.
But at the same time, it's our responsibility just to make sure everybody understands that there's a line drawn in the sand of respect, and you should never cross that line.
He says he'll just be relieved when the whole thing is over. I'm Ashley Milne-Tight for Marketplace.